This has not been the best of weeks for President Bush's plan for a new Department of Homeland Security. A dozen House committees worked on the proposal and all made changes, some minor, but several that would dramatically alter the shape of the new department. It's only the beginning of the process, and much of what the committees did could be reversed next week, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Lawmakers in committee after committee agreed that a new department is needed to protect the nation against terrorism. But when it came to deciding what should be in that department, they balked at the president's plan. The House Judiciary Committee voted to leave out the Secret Service, half the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and most of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Appropriations Committee refused to give the new Secretary of Homeland Security the power to move money around without asking Congress. And the Transportation Committee agreed that neither FEMA nor the Coast Guard should be moved. Committee Chairman Don Young of Alaska said those agencies have important jobs that have nothing to do with fighting terrorism.
And I don't want them to be swallowed up in something that really was not the original charge.
Young said if the 75 members of his committee stick together, they'll have a big impact on changing the president's plan.
Unless we have something that we believe will work, then I think it's time we know leadership on both sides, this will not fly. The wings have been clipped, and this bird is going to die.
What Young is alluding to is the next step in the process. All committee recommendations go to a new Select Committee on Homeland Security, which plans to put together a bill by the end of next week for the full House. Members of the regular committees, who freely admit they're trying to protect their turf, are worried about what will happen to their recommendations. Majority Leader Dick Armey, who heads the Select panel, says he won't ignore the committees, but he'll also be independent. Army's Select Committee heard this week from Secretary of State Colin Powell, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Attorney General John Ashcroft, and Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. All urged passage of the White House plan. Ashcroft said the nation's security requires more coordination.
For the first time, America will have under one roof the capacity for government to work together to identify and assess threats to our homeland, to match these threats to our vulnerabilities, and to ensure our safety and security.
The cabinet officials also said it was crucial that the new Homeland Security Secretary be given the flexibility to move people and budgets around. Democrats and Republicans alike are wary about giving the administration too much latitude of that kind. Several members pointed to the new Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, as an example of what lies ahead if Congress isn't careful.
Let's not make the mistake we made in haste when we created the TSA monster.
Republican John Mica of Florida said the TSA was initially supposed to have 30,000 employees. Now it's expected to grow to more than 70,000. And all those workers are slated to move into the new Department of Homeland Security, bringing the total workforce there to close to 200,000.
Now, if you think that size bureaucracy is going to improve security, homeland security, folks, you're smoking the funny weed because it's not going to do it.
Members are also worried about costs. The administration says a more efficient operation will mean savings in the long run, but the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office this week said the reorganization would cost $3 billion over 5 years. John Conyers is a Democrat from Michigan.
Just moving the desks and the furniture and the phones, add that to the costs of retraining, the improved technology, security procedures, new offices. Oh, good night. How could this be budget neutral?
The administration's proposals are also causing concern in the Senate. Appropriations Committee Chairman Robert Byrd says he'll do whatever he can to block changes that infringe on congressional spending authority. The manager of the bill in the Senate, Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman, says he thinks most of the disputes will be ironed out in the weeks ahead, and that Congress could still approve a plan that's not all that different from what President Bush has proposed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.